This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Assad has vowed to retake all of Syria from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. His statement fuels doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Assad's statement also came just hours after more than a dozen nations meeting in Munich, Germany, announced a plan for cessation of hostilities in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the ceasefire is set to start next week. Syrian government and Russian airstrikes have recently targeted opposition groups, particularly around the northwestern city of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over the increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR warns the measures will not stop people from coming to Europe in search of safety.
More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year, with 80% landing on overcrowded Greek islands. UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says it is illusory for European countries to believe they can stop the mass exodus of desperate people trying to escape a life of misery and death. So far this year, she says more than 80,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Tragically, more than 400 of them have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Friday with the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, after the Western Military Alliance and the United States announced plans for the biggest military buildup in Europe since the Cold War. NATO said on its website Friday that Stoltenberg and Lavrov reviewed NATO-Russia relations and agreed to continue exploring the possibility of a NATO-Russia council meeting. The United States plans to quadruple military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. NATO plans to increase troops on rotation and training, stockpile military hardware and arms, and form a rapid reaction force. Russia has called NATO's moves a threat to stability in Europe. The U.S. and South Korea will hold talks next week on deploying an advanced missile defense system in response to North Korea's recent nuclear and missile tests. Washington and Seoul formally announced last week they intend to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile System, known as THAAD, in South Korea as soon as possible. A South Korean defense ministry official stressed that the THAAD deployment is only meant to protect South Korea from the North's growing nuclear and missile capabilities and will not target other countries in the region. U.S. officials have not commented on when the talks will take place. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed tough new sanctions against North Korea. As Cindy Sain reports, the legislation, which passed the House by a 408-2 vote and has already cleared the Senate, is intended to punish Pyongyang for its recent provocative actions.
The legislation directly targets money launderers, human rights abusers, weapons and luxury goods traders, and anyone involved with the country's nuclear weapons program or anyone who perpetrates cyber attacks. It also imposes secondary sanctions against anyone who supports and finances North Korea's leaders. The hope is that even some actors in China, for example, banks or whatever, may be affected by this. And some are saying that this could, they're drawing parallels to the very tough sanctions that Congress imposed on Iran, saying that's what brought Tehran to the negotiating table for the Iran nuclear deal.
That's VOA Capitol Hill correspondent Cindy Sain. Oil and stock prices surged Friday following reports that oil exporters might work out a deal to cut production and new data showing stronger U.S. consumer spending. Crude prices jumped 10% or more on global markets after plunging to their lowest level in around 12 years. In late Wall Street trading, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 1.88%. The European markets closed higher, but Asian markets were low. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.